I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, a unique oral history project that collects the voices of our times. When StoryCorps visited Charleston, Lucy Wickman talked with her grandmother, Mary Ann Wickman, who grew up in England during World War II and later moved to the States with her husband, Fred. Mary Ann passed away in 2014 at age 81. In this 2012 interview, she describes her early impressions of America in the 1950s. Here's her granddaughter, Lucy.
How do you think your life would be different if you hadn't moved to America, to Charleston?
Well, I wouldn't have American children and grandchildren. There was great poverty throughout England for many years after the war. Living in America gave me a whole new outlook on life. I'd had a very strict upbringing. You might almost say narrow. And America opened the world for me. One of the earliest things I remember about coming to America, I think the second day that I was here, I had to go to the Social Security office so that I could get a job if I wanted to. And we were living out on John's Island. And this was quite a bus ride downtown. And because I had no driver's license, I'd just arrived. So I walked to the bus stop. I got on the bus and I saw that the windows in the back sort of curved like this. And so I wanted to sit in the back so that I could see everything as we went into town. And so I went back and sat in the back, and there were various stops along the way. And these ladies got on. They were all black. They came back to the back of the bus. They sort of looked at me. I didn't think anything about it. And then the bus driver stopped the bus, came back, and said to me, "Miss, you can't sit here." I just sort of looked at him. "You have to move up to the front." How strange. Why do I have to move to the front? And I said, "I really would rather sit back here." "No, no, no, no. It's against the law." I couldn't believe it. Against the law? So, like a good young woman, I moved up to the front. No other white people got on the bus. Any others who did, they all went to the back of the bus. So that night, I asked Fred, "Why?" And he explained to me the Jim Crow law. Have you ever heard of that, Jim Crow? That was the law that was quoted when everything was segregated. Downtown you would see whites only. One thing that I had really felt about America, although I had just arrived, you know, when this first happened, and I didn't know that much about America, but I just had the feeling that in America, everyone was equal. And yet these people, just because they were African Americans, had to be segregated. As I said, you saw that everywhere. Yeah, I was shocked. It's good to see that things have improved a great deal over all those years. Not as much as they should be, perhaps, but it's much more equal society.
Mary Ann Wickman talking with her granddaughter Lucy in 2012 at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Charleston. Produced locally by Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. For more Narrative and StoryCorps interviews, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Laura Hunsberger.